Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Castor, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Caleb McGinnis. He's co-founder of Toxic Tournaments, an esports event that's coming to the capital city. Hello, Caleb.
Hello.
So, Caleb, for those who are listening that may not know, let's define, first of all, esports.
Yeah, so I would define esports as just electronic sports or electronic sports that happen in a competitive setting.
Okay. So whether it's video games that are console-based like a Wii or a PlayStation or an online service.
Absolutely.
Okay. So your organization is sponsoring a training camp and a tournament on Monday, November 13th. Give us an idea of what those who will be attending would be able to experience.
For the camp, the four games that we're doing are Super Smash Bros., Minecraft, Fortnite, and Rocket League. And it's a two-hour-a-day camp. We'll take them through the process of learning comms, which is just ways to communicate in esports, leadership skills, and a lot of taking responsibility, because in the gaming world, it's just really easy to, you know, I didn't mess up and you did. So
right.
I'm going to be super critical of you. And we want to teach, especially younger students, that if they can take that personal responsibility of that and then apply that to the game, then it's a lot easier to say, oh, hey, I messed up. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
So we try to develop a lot of leadership skills in there too. And then we do hand-eye coordination training and a bunch of mechanics in the game, specific to the games.
So. Okay. So what kind of numbers or crowd are you expecting?
Our last event had around 14 campers and 105 attendees.
Mm-hmm.
Our goals for this one was to try to get 20 campers and 200 attendees.
Okay. So age considerations, I mean, what kind of ages will be there?
I really want to focus on the more competitive side of stuff, but mm-hmm. we'll also develop younger kids as well, which is less competitive based and more just knowledge based.
Yeah.
So our camps are usually middle school and high school, but if a parent approaches us and is like, hey, our kid just really loves this game.
Yeah.
Would it be okay if they come? We're pretty lenient on that.
Okay.
And we'll work with any ages. Like, for example, there's a 12-year-old in Super Smash Bros. That is just wrecking pros.
Oh, wow.
Like, just a complete prodigy.
Yeah.
And so the nice thing about gaming is age is really only a number.
So at the tournament, what are the games that are going to be offered there?
Mario Kart, Mario Party, and then Super Smash Bros. Ultimate singles and doubles.
Okay. So if one wants to participate in the training camp or the tournament, how does one let you know?
If you go to startgg/outbreak, that will take you to the tournament registration. And then if you search on StartGG for the camp, if you just search for Outbreak, the camp will show up for registration details there.
Okay. Can you just show up on the day of the training camp or the tournament and play?
You can show up on the day of the tournament, but not the day of the camp.
Okay.
Because we have to have a certain number for the campers.
Sure. Gotcha. We'll also add all those details to our show notes, so that way folks have an easy opportunity to register and get more details about the tournament. So video games have been around for 20 years or so, but the genre has really changed during that time. So kind of walk us through how we got to where we are, if that makes sense.
I think at the core, there's a level of, I want to say video games are just fun.
Yeah.
But it also appeals to that competitive mindset of certain players that just want to compete. And so as far as the evolution of gaming starting from the beginning, you know, I don't even know when the beginning would have been.
Right.
Way past my time.
Yeah.
But arcade machines and then other consoles of that nature was just a lot of fun for people to interact in video games like that. And it's grown into something that is way more competitive.
Yeah.
And more polished.
From my perspective, and I will share, my son, who's an adult now, was definitely into gaming. What struck me was initially when he got started, it was mainly him and the program or him and the computer, but then it became more of a community.
Yeah.
And so for those who may not be aware, what is a gaming community like? How does one interact with either people they know or sometimes it's even people they don't know?
I mean, that experience can vary a lot per person, per game even. From my experiences in Rocket League, I mean, I met several guys in Canada that, you know, I met them
right
through Discord or whatever. But, you know, some of these people I've grown really close to.
yeah.
and I've been good friends with. And so I think it expands what we would consider a relationship to something that is not necessarily face-to-face, but can still be one of the most important relationships in your life. What we've kind of done is we've kind of tried to build local communities in mm-hmm. that regard so that they can still have that face-to-face option, or at least that's where we're starting out for our goals.
Yeah. Well, and I think your title of your event, Toxic Tournament, sort of, and you kind of alluded to this as well. I mean, you're trying to shape the environment, mm-hmm. right? The community, if you will, the community's environment. So kind of walk folks through, there have been times that community has taken a hit, right? It's not necessarily the most constructive environment. Yeah. So what are things that players might see during a community that's not healthy, that, you know, that, yeah. that you're trying to counter with a different type of environment?
Yeah. So there could be a lot of negativity. Probably how it is applied is so many people, when they're trying to improve at a video game, they have to be critical of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so easy to be critical of everyone else when you focus on being critical, which being critical of yourself is really good. And if you're wanting to improve.
Right.
A lot of that toxic attitude or that critical attitude towards other people, we really don't want to promote anything like that. We're actually trying to cultivate an encouraging attitude towards gamers.
Yeah.
You know, to get them up and get them carried and up to speed as fast as we can. But then also teach them how to treat their teammates through that relationship.
Yeah.
And kind of lead them through that. Because, you know, when you're in the toughest scenarios of your life in certain situations, keeping that composure is really important.
Right, right. And I think that's a great point, that your gaming demeanor can easily translate to your real life demeanor as well when you're facing challenges. And correct me if I'm wrong. So I'm thinking, I'll use NFL as an example. So when the climate gets to be more destructive is when it becomes more trash talking, right? You're tearing somebody down instead of trying to build yourself, your skills, and build the community. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah. And to some extent, there's always going to be some, when you put a player in a high pressure situation, you can't expect them to always either approach it the right way or react the right way.
Yeah.
So we kind of want them to be able to handle it if it happens to them.
Right.
You know, but also understand, like, these are very intense situations.
Yeah.
And for a lot of these kids, it's like they've been training for years for that moment. We just don't want to promote that kind of reaction. But at the same time, like, we got to expect that it's going to happen to some degree, and just teaching through that.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's something again, I'll go back to my parental experience. I mean, I'm not in that environment at that time, right? Yeah. And so I don't really know what my son, or in this another case, it might be a daughter, is experiencing there. And so that's where I see the value in something like this, where you have a community that's goal is to really create a more healthy environment than just letting them chart their own course.
Yeah.
So we've kind of passed over this, but let's circle back. So let's give some times and dates and details. So when is it? Where is it? How much will it cost to participate? Give me the rundown.
Yeah. So the camp is $50 for the camp, and it gets you into the tournament for free too. So if you come to the camp, then everything's covered for the tournament in terms of entry and bracket fees. The camp will be 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Freshwater Church, Monday through Friday. Monday will be Minecraft. Tuesday will be Rocket League, I believe. Don't hold me to these dates.
Right.
And then Wednesday will be Fortnite, and Thursday will be Super Smash Bros. Friday, we have a practice tournament for all the kids at the camp and some local players to come in and kind of test on our gear and get prepped for the tournament on Saturday. And then the tournament on Saturday is November 18th and will be from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. But you can come for certain sessions of that. You don't have to come for the whole thing.
Okay. And so Freshwater Church is there at Tanner Bridge Road and Route B, for those who may not be familiar with the location. So let's get back on the esports topic. So I think what most folks may not realize is how it has really become another option for athletes, if you will, e-athletes, I guess we can coin that phrase, at high school levels and even the college level, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of experience that one might have at the high school level here in the Mid-Missouri area?
We've worked with some players from Elias and Cap City, to kind of form our Super Smash Bros. Group. And as far as age range goes, the nice thing is it allows anyone older than that, but also younger than that, to potentially, because we're not limited on physical size or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several scenes that we're trying to grow locally. Super Smash Bros., Rocket League. There's some newer games coming out, like All-Star Brawl 2 and the Finals, that we would like to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really just whatever the player base wants here, we're kind of willing to do.
Well, and then I know, for instance, University of Missouri has an esports program there as well.
Yeah.
So there's opportunities throughout a player's young life to engage in different areas.
Yeah. So Helias has a team. I think Jeff City has a team. Cap City has a team. I've tried to reach out to a couple more surrounding high schools, but a lot of high schools have esports teams. And then I'm actually a coach for one of the Mizzou teams for Rocket League.
Oh, okay. Most of our listeners, I'm just going to paint with a broad brush here, are not probably playing the games. So you're going to be speaking more to the parents and grandparents of those players. So what's your encouragement for those folks to either encourage or help engage their kids in esports?
Yeah, so if it's possible, I would try to think of esports as any other sports. Just like you have equipment for football or basketball, the same is for your computer, for equipment for gaming. And then, at least with what I've seen for competitors, they're there alone. You know, their parents aren't there supporting them for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would mean a lot for a lot of kids to go and have their parent watch them play, which, yeah, you know, is probably going to be pretty weird for the parent.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got a room full of gamers.
Yeah.
But I think that would go a long way of just trying to think of that career the same as you would think as an athletic program. And then just like how you would invest in their gear and their potential for a scholarship or their potential to play professionally.
Right.
Same thing for esports.
Okay.
And I think the foundation for that happening is there without the support. And so like they still have the ability to go all the way with a lot less.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is a really awesome opportunity.
Yeah.
But being there and supporting them and taking them to tournaments or getting them to places where they can get better.
Yeah.
Just like you would a normal sports team.
Absolutely. With your tournament that you're going to have, will there be opportunities for spectators to watch?
Absolutely.
Okay. So let's give them the details again. Let's talk about the camp first and let's talk about the tournament, whether you have a player there, if you just want to come watch.
Right now we've been charging $15 for an attendee, but there's a couple of things that's included with that. We'll be having a video game scavenger hunt just so that we can kind of get a little more interaction. We have a couple of sponsors that will be there with like VR headsets. One company is called Space Enhancer, so they have just like knick-knack kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But then on top of that, there's bracket fees. And all of the bracket fees go to the prize pools for those brackets. So if you pay $10 to get into Super Smash Bros., that $10 is going to one of the players.
Give us the dates and times again for the training camp and the tournament.
The training camp is the 13th through the 17th of November.
Okay.
And the tournament is on the 18th. The camp will go from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Freshwater Church on 2500 Tanner Bridge Place. The tournament will go from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. and we have a schedule up on our Start GG link with all the times of everything during that.
So. All right. Well, Caleb, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, anytime.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.